Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts. We hope you enjoy our program, as we always do, every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And if this is your first time, that's where you can find us, 3 o'clock in the afternoon at WROL, or you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we're glad you are here, and we hope the words that you hear today touch your heart, as we do for every one of our programs, Monday through Friday. Assuming that you are returning, you've been here, you've been a regular listener for a while, we're really happy, obviously, to have you as part of our regular listenership. And we encourage you to share the link or the time that you're listening to the radio show with others. Remember, what we give here is free, so we want you to share that freely and everything else. So we have the Word of God to give to you. We're going to be looking at Hebrews today. And let people know if this touched your heart, that you enjoyed what you heard. We're going to look at a very basic teaching. As a matter of fact, I begin by talking about the revolutionary nature of Copernicus' discovery that the Earth revolved around the Sun. Well, we talk about, in those terms, the other revolutionary discovery that Jesus is fully human and fully divine. And we look at what that really means. And what that means for us. So that'll be the focus of my homily today and how that should affect our daily life. In the meantime, we are here every single Monday through Friday. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we're going to talk more about that on the other side of today's homily from yesterday's Mass.
One of the best elements of history I love to teach is the Copernican Revolution. I taught it the other night in confirmation, and something that you and I learn in kindergarten was so revolutionary that it took 200 years to fully absorb what was going on. The Earth revolved around the Sun. The Sun did not revolve around the Earth. Similarly, in today's second reading, we can see something that is also earth-shattering, and if I do my homily correctly, you will have a whole new understanding of who you are. So let's look at this. The second reading is from Hebrews, which is written by an unknown author to what we would call today Messianic Jews. These are Jews who believe in Jesus as Messiah. The author explains who Jesus is, and he uses this phrase, which I am sure you've heard all your life. Jesus is a man like us in all things but sin. Now we get into the tricky part. One of the most theological fights about Jesus has always been about his nature. In fact, some of those fighting the church earlier in this millennium taught that Jesus was the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus was a carpenter. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So you can see even today, disputes of who Jesus is raises on. But we see that Jesus has two natures. Jesus is fully human and fully divine. So if he is one like us in all things but sin, and he has two natures, then so must we. We have body and soul. Jesus' human nature unites with his divine nature, but it's also subservient to his divine nature. So notice that throughout the gospel, Jesus talks about being obedient to the Father. His human will is obedient to his divine will, which is united to the Father. We are not there yet. In heaven, we will be there. However, in the meantime, we are still body and soul, and we seek to learn the wisdom of God through our prayer and by growing more united with God. We make our bodies subservient to our higher desires of the soul. If you understand that paragraph, you understand how to live Christianity. So let me repeat it. We seek to learn the wisdom of God through our prayer and by growing more united with God. We make our bodies subservient to the higher desires of the soul. Sin is not doing something bad. It is separating our human will from the call of the divine will so that what we do, we do what we want to do, even though God does not want us to do it. The reverse is then to do what God wants us to do, even though others may reject it. This is the key to all we do. We seek the divine will through learning and embracing divine wisdom, and then we seek to subvert our human will to the wisdom of the divine. Jesus gives us a powerful example of how to do this. Jesus was subject to temptation, but he never sinned. He did not sin when he tipped over the tables, when he was rude, when he let John rest his head on his chest, when he called Judas out on his betrayal, when he healed on the Sabbath, when he refused to answer Herod, even though he was the king, and when he stood up to Pilate. He never sinned. The reason why he never sinned is his human will was totally obedient to his divine will. So he listened to and did whatever the Father told him to do, even if he disagreed, by the way. Remember, he asked the Father to find another way to lead us to salvation so he didn't have to suffer the pains on the cross. Ultimately, he submitted to his will, albeit reluctantly. So he showed total obedience to the Father. However, the Father is the source of all being. He is truth, he is goodness, he is life, he is love. So Jesus is obedient to all these things and makes his human will obedient to his divine will. Our role is to grow in wisdom by growing closer to God through his Son, Jesus Christ, and then being obedient to that wisdom of the Father in all we do. It's a lifetime of effort and will not be complete until we are united with God in heaven. It cannot be done without prayer and relying on intervention from the saints and the angels. However, and this is the key element, our role is not to be good or nice or virtuous or comforting. Our role is to be obedient to the Father, who is goodness, who is virtue, etc., etc. This means we must not focus on what we do. We must focus on what God wants us to do, because that is what Jesus did. He did not focus on being a nice guy. And by the way, he was not. The Pharisees hated him. He challenged them in ways that they rejected. He focused on doing the Father's will. If we are truly called to be the Catholics we are called to, then our focus must not be on being nice to everyone and being model citizens. Our role must be on doing God's will. And we cannot do that if we do not understand it, and we cannot do that if we do not subvert our will to God's will. Remember, this is what Jesus did, and if he is like a man like us in all things but sin, then although we sin when we fall into temptation, we learn how to resist temptation more and more, and therefore we sin less and we fall less to temptation. However, our mission is not to be resistant to temptation as much as it is to do God's will. In order to do God's will, we learn to be resistant to temptation. It's through temptation that we learn how to do God's will by learning what to reject. It is not God's will that I commit whatever sin, so I must refrain. It is God's will that I act in accordance with his wisdom, so I must act in that way. Therefore, if we are to be like Jesus, we must grow to a deeper understanding of what God's will is and act upon it, even if this contradicts customary understandings of Christianity. We do not follow rules, we obey God's will. Now, all we know about our world right now, we are experiencing, is that it seems to be falling into division. This is especially true right now, it seems, in our country. Why? Because we've divorced our human will from the quest to become subservient to God's will. And this is from top to bottom. The most extreme forms of this are found in things like atheistic governmental systems worldwide. So our leaders are doing what either they think is right or what they think is right for them. Meanwhile, some actively reject Christianity. What form of Christianity are they rejecting? I'm not talking Catholic versus Protestant or evangelical. I'm talking representations of Jesus. If we seek to be whom Christ called us to be at our baptism, then we must grow in our wisdom and make our human will subservient to that divine will rooted in wisdom. That means we must live and make a community that is living the divine will of the Father as best they can. If we do it right, we live a revolution of faith in the world. We live as Christ called us to be, which will shatter customary understandings of Jesus and the world. We are not called to just be good Catholics. We have a calling as Catholics and other Christians to make our will subject to the wisdom of God. This is the call of the prophet. And we have a call to be prophets, and we cannot be prophets if we do not subject our human will to divine will. If we are prophets by subjecting our human will to divine will, we will shake up our world and we will shake up our church. If we embrace the customary understanding of Jesus, then we will be invited to parties, we will receive the key to the city, we will make people rich and happy, none of which Jesus did. If we are truly doing the will of God and acting on his wisdom, then the world will hate us even more than it already does. But in the end, the world will realize we were right all along because we were doing God's will, not our own. So today, understand who you are. As human beings, you have two natures, body and soul. We have a mission to grow in wisdom so that we unite our human will to divine will through our soul. It takes a lifetime to learn how to do that, and prayer, daily prayer, is essential. And when we do that, we are truly learning to be Catholics in the world. If we are true Catholics, then we become true prophets.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, that was the homily that I delivered over the weekend. Actually, this is from the 10 o'clock Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, where you're welcome. You have a standing invitation to come to that Mass. And one of the things that you notice, this came from the Council of Constantinople, which was in the 7th century. And it was there that they defined Jesus having two wills. He was fully human and fully alive. He has a human will and a divine will, and his human will is subservient to his divine will by his choice. So as you can see, that's what was the main focus. And it took 7 centuries to really define that, and we understand it very well now. But that's what we wanted to really communicate and help us to understand how we're supposed to live when we have body and soul, and how we seek to live the wisdom of God, yet we deal with the earthly realities of our body. So how do we deal with that? And it's important because we're called to lead people to understand bigger things, understand the reality that God is. And how that affects each and every one of us. And I have a feeling that we're growing, even among the atheists, we're growing into a different and a new understanding of all of that. Well, don't forget us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We will be back tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Have a blessed day.
In Cristo vivimos.